Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Rachel Consultants are standing by. We'll take caller 9 now at 844-999-OLA, and you'll play Profile This in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check-in to Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, one of the weirdest looks at New York's Fashion Week was models wearing fake beards made out of jewels.
Beards?
Beards, as in on your face.
Okay.
So they bedazzled their faces.
Pretty much.
Face or, bedazzling.
Yeah.
That's going to be a huge look. I'm going to mug your face.
Right? Has Fashion Week ever actually gotten anything right?
Well, I mean, the thing is, I remember asking my mother about this years ago, right? So it's always New York Fashion Week. She always loved fashion, but they would show these the models walking down the runway, and I'm like, I get that it's avant-garde, but I'm like, isn't the idea of fashion is to kind of establish a certain level of mediocrity where you want as many people to buy your thing and rep it as you possibly can, right? No one's ever going to wear the stuff that you see them walking down
there.
But I think some of the trends definitely come from Fashion Week.
They do.
Like, that was the first place I saw like dudes in super skinny jeans again. You know what I mean? And now when you look at it, Everybody rocks skinny jeans.
That's because we're gaining weight, Ted.
Have you seen the jeans that one leg is skinny and one leg is...
like regular cut?
Almost like a bell-bottom.
No.
Can we not be symmetrical anymore? Is that not allowed?
I don't think we ever were, technically, but...
That just sounds ugly.
Just needs some part of us that's weird, I guess.
Hey, you know what? There's a thin line between ugly and calling something fashion.
Let your freak flag fly there, Mike.
Yes. A man in Texas who accidentally shot himself in the testicle was in, quote, good spirits before he was taken to the hospital.
That's how you know that man is not me.
Admitting he had a ball.
I'll be fine.
I had a blast.
It's all good. Shot myself in the testicles. You know, what are you going to do?
Bursting with excitement. The majority of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah.
No, Escherlock.
Let's see. A man named Keith Urban in Nebraska was arrested for impersonating a police officer and threatening a strip club employee.
So your name's Keith Urban, and the person that you imitate is not Keith Urban, but a police officer.
Exactly.
Okay.
See, I figured Keith Urban was a stage name.
Would you pick Urban for your country stage name?
Yes, I'm saying. Did this guy change his name to be Keith Urban? Do you know the Urban family?
No.
I don't either. I've never heard that name used as an actual name before.
Well, if you're going to impersonate a police officer, wouldn't you want to not draw attention to yourself by having such a recognizable name?
Or be in DMX?
Right.
Don't forget, he did that as well.
Didn't he do it twice?
I think so.
Like, you're DMX. So even if someone does not know who you are, they would not think you're an FBI agent. I want you to step out of your car. Wait, hey, man, I don't know who you are, but I'm not believing this.
What else do you lie about if you're like, I know Kung Fu? What else do you tell people that you are that you can't do, you know?
The Kung Fu thing, I think I probably stopped that lie when I was about 8. Because eventually, like, I know Kung Fu. Someone else like, I know Taekwondo. But they're telling the truth.
Kung Fu greater than Taekwondo.
If I knew it.
Do you have a can of Taekwondo? Because I got a can of Kung Fu, and I'm going to open it up and kick your ass.
No, it's a can of whoop ass.
Mm-hmm.
It's a can. I've never heard. No, I've heard open the kung fu. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Okay, my bad. There's whoop ass of kung fu.
There's beans. There's all kinds of things. There's a can of kung fu.
All right. A new study has found America's 50 best cities to live in.
Are they places you want to live, or are you not working on it?
I'm not working on it, but I was given the number one.
What is the number one?
West University Place, Texas.
I think they're wrong.
Don't know too much.
I know nothing about it.
You know where you don't want to live.
East University.
Yep, thank you, Mike. You know what I'm saying?
I figured it'd be like San Diego, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just stay out of the number east side, one. Man. Bad over there. Let's see. A new study found the U.S. cities with the best and worst public transportation. What do you think is number one?
Seattle, Washington, or Portland?
Seattle, Washington, right here, number
one. For best?
Mm-hmm.
No.
See, okay, that's what I hear, too. I've heard people that come here and say that we have a terrible public transport system.
It doesn't go anywhere except north and south. Look, so I'm not criticizing. We're early into it here in Seattle. So if you go to New York or D.C., where they've had decades, you can get pretty much anywhere you want to be. So it's not that our transportation's bad. It's just not as thorough. And now it costs a lot more to do. I mean,
Also transportation... Like, does that count the ferries?
It does, and that's what you have to keep into consideration.
Yeah. But also buses, because here's the thing. Like,
Sounder trains.
You take a bus in Seattle, you're fine. I mean, things happen, but you take a bus in Baltimore, you'll
be
killed.
Free
Wi-Fi. Right. So it just depends what you're looking for. Buses here are on time. They certainly are not on the East Coast.
You can take out a phone and look at it on a bus in Seattle and not have that phone stolen.
Which is crazy.
Think about that for our listeners around the country.
Mm-hmm.
You can ride public transportation and look at your phone.
We have listeners right now saying, BS.
No way.
It's impossible. I would mug you for your phone.
Exactly.
I swear to God, people break out their laptops and actually do work. Mm-hmm.
People in New Orleans know exactly what the hell we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
KFC is testing new fries, and they are covered in the 11 secret herbs and spices.
Yes.
That's a good call.
This is awesome.
You know, Robin and I talked about this the other day, and she was like, man, what do you think took so long? I said, it's one of those things, my belief. Someone said, you know, sometimes the obvious thing never occurs to you. Then, like, one night at 3 in the morning, you're like, I bet you if we just put the herbs on fries, it would be, right? It's
obvious. The place that I went to when I hooked up with that girl and got the fried chicken.
Yes.
Okay, their fried chicken is fantastic. It really is.
It's obviously.
But they have these, and I don't know why they called them this, but they called them potato logs.
Right.
And they were basically JoJo-sized potatoes, a little bit bigger.
Right, KFC, they call them wedges.
And then mm-hmm.
Those things are tremendous.
They would batter dip those things in the chicken batter. Fry them up, and those were even better sometimes than the chicken.
Miles, you have one of the best testimonials I've ever heard to how good their food is.
Their rolls, I mean, were like Azelle. They were just, everything was great. And it was just a little convenience store like the City Market would be.
Yeah. It is funny that KFC's bringing out new fries because their wedges are fire.
They are great.
Maybe they'll start doing it with the wedges too.
Yeah, put everything in there. And by the way, Red Robin, let's have some dry wings with the Red Robin season.
But didn't someone say that Outback Steakhouse was using something with either their Bloomin' Onion batter or something for something else? I thought I heard that.
Yes, you're right. They're dipping something in that batter.
Yeah, oh, that's right. What was it?
I don't know, but
y'all
it's going to be delicious.
Y'all should look that up.
Yes,
there's a new website that blurs.
We can't.
There's a new website. Oh, no. There's a new website that blurs the screen when it detects you slouching. I like this idea.
I don't. Maybe I just want to slouch.
Okay.
Like, look, I believe this 100%. Unless something is designed specifically for a safety purpose, like a helmet or a seatbelt, don't worry about my health. I don't want to go to a restaurant that worries about my health. I want you to take 18 pounds of butter and deep fry one shrimp. I will eat it. My health's my business. Don't worry about me slouching, computer. That's my business. Sure, you're doing me some good. I don't want to hear it from you. So I have a doctor, and I avoid him. So why do you think I want
to
hear it from
you? He's just going to tell you the same exact thing that this website is.
Right, and I only have to go to him once every 3 freaking years.
Right.
I can dodge his calls, ignore his emails. I don't need my computer to remind me every day.
All right, everybody other than Thrill, sit up when you're at your computer. It's bad for your back. It's going to give you headaches. It's going to give you forward head posture. It's bad for you.
Slouching computer, hidden sciatica.
Yeah. Great movie. Great movie.
Or exposed dragon, because that's what I'm slouching.
Oh, no.
That is one time you actually sit up straight when looking at your computer.
Oh, no.
Masturbation is great for posture.
A deer photobombed a couple in Michigan during their wedding photos.
Duck lips?
No, he ate the bride's bouquet.
Oh!
Really?
Thank God. At least something positive happened with those wasted flowers that cost all that money.
Yes.
Hungry fella?
And now eat her bouquet. I can't fit it in the fridge.
Now that doe is married to a buck as she caught and ate the bouquet.
KFC has created a new video game where the entire point, good Lord, is to try to date a young, sexy, anime-style Colonel Sanders.
Yes.
Who did you come up with today, Mike? Was it Sandra Sanders?
Colonel Sandra Sanders. Yeah.
Well, if you're in Kentucky, it's a big deal to be a Kentucky Colonel. So
you want to date Colonel Sanders?
Are you kidding me? Fried chicken anytime you want?
Fried chicken and well.
I'm married to a Kentucky Colonel.
You're assuming that she gets those perks.
Yes.
Reba.
Mashed potatoes anytime you want. You can stir them any way you like.
It's a younger, sexier, sexy version of Colonel Sanders.
Colonel Sanders.
What did he look like when he was young for real? If we could use our computers, I would look
like Private Sanders.
You're right. Did you only ever see him as the guy on the bucket?
The old man. Like Orville Redenbacher could have been a sex slayer back
in the day. My husband is on a bucket of chicken. This is too much. I mean, come on.
A 71-year-old man in England spent $37,000 fighting a $123 speeding ticket.
He's stubborn.
Did you read the worst part of it?
He lost?
No, it's worse.
It was a large chunk of his son's inheritance.
That's why it's so bad.
Oh, no.
It's not just that he's an idiot. It's that he used his kid's inheritance to fight a $123 parking ticket.
At some point in time.
He just wouldn't let it go.
At some point in time, the lawyer has to man up enough to say, look, man, I'm taking your money.
This he's not getting my $123.
This is not going anywhere. We've taken plenty. You're not going to win this case. Let's just drop this. You know what I mean?
It's not up to the lawyer to tell someone stupid that they're being dumb. Again, this is an adult. Like, hey, man, I don't know how you have not figured out that you're not winning this, but you want to keep giving me money? I'm going to keep taking it.
I would have to think for that much money, at some point, one of the lawyers was like, hey, you know this is ridiculous.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, I can't do this anymore.
Can you imagine sitting in a pub with that guy? No matter what you're talking about, he just won't give it.
That's right. The ticket.
Right.
I have a question for you all. How do you get banned for life from all Disney parks?
Oh. How do you get banned for life from all Disney parks?
I'll tell you how one woman did it 1 hour from now.
Think of my cock. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
I am Stephen Thrill-Hill. Can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Andrew. Welcome to the men's room. Line five.
It's got five on it. Andrew.
Hello, Andrew.
Hola.
Hello, Andrew.
Andrew.
Hello, Andrew.
No five.
Hello. Andrew, there he is.
Hola.
Man, oh, man. All right, Andrew, do you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. Here is your story. A Texas mother. She's admitted to subjecting her healthy son to unneeded medical procedures, including 13 major surgeries. The 35-year-old mother began bringing her son to unnecessary doctor's appointments when he was 11 days old. His care eventually included more than 320 hospital and doctor's visits. By the time he was 8 years old, the boy had undergone more than a dozen major surgeries and was confined to a wheelchair. Fast forward real quick, he is no longer in a wheelchair. But authorities allege that the mother committed the crimes that appear to fit with the description of Munchausen syndrome by proxy. That's a disorder where the caregiver lies or exaggerates a child's medical symptoms so that they can get attention. Well, over the years, she's launched fundraisers for her kid, claiming that he was dying from a rare genetic disorder and that he had cancer. The boy was eventually removed from her care when the Dallas hospital staff reported to Child Protective Services that his kid does not have cancer or any of the other symptoms that his mother insisted he had. So now the kid's father has custody of the kid. My question is, do you believe that this insane mother is black, white, Mexi, or Asian?
Yeesh.
Yeah.
I have one idea, but what does the wise counsel think?
The wise counsel.
Hmm.
Well, you guys got upgraded in 24 hours.
Let's see. I don't think it's black. I'm going to go, I think that sounds like someone who's an insane white woman.
And it's the mother or the caregiver?
It's the mother.
The mother. She is the caregiver.
I'm with you. I think this sounds like a crazy white lady.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to go white as well.
Final answer there, Andrew?
Final answer.
Okay, we're going to find out if she's black, white, Mexican, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
We head to Texas on Profile This, and we've got a mom who subjected her son to 13 unnecessary surgeries. By the way, it should be noted on this, there's nothing wrong with a kid.
Nothing.
With the medical community in general, and I realize that there are certain surgeries you need to have and certain surgeries that are elective surgeries. None of these were elective surgeries. How did she con all these doctors and all these medical professionals into 13 unnecessary surgeries for a perfectly healthy kid?
I don't know the answer to that, but I feel like that competition is somewhere between whether or not she's a remarkable con artist for doctors or if the medical community simply does not care.
Hundreds of visits to the hospitals with her kid. She held fundraisers for money for his care, including cancer, among other things. The kid was absolutely fine.
And, Andrew, in the end, we asked you, in spite of her lunacy, what do they call it again, Munchausen syndrome by proxy. Did you believe that this woman was black, white, Mexican, or Asian? You talked to, what did you call them, the wise counsel, whatever the hell
wise
it was.
Wise, the wise, the smartest men in the room.
Yeah, some overstated thing for these knuckleheads. But they said white, you agreed, said, man, sounds like a crazy white lady. And it really does.
Oh, no!
But it is not.
No.
Crazy black woman.
Huh.
There you go. And Miles, you started with, well, I don't think it's a black woman. It's a black woman.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Again today, we'll have a little competition.
Okay.
Is my monologue jokes, are they written by a team of writers for a professional, or have I written this joke today?
Okay, so once again.
So like Ted or Late Night.
Yes.
Correct.
Ted okay. or Late Night.
Ted or Late Night.
Wait, do you need the laugh track again? Would you like
to? Yes, please, you absolutely please, have please, to have.
So we have the
it's
music.
Live studio audience.
We have the laugh track. We're going to, so again, we're having all kinds of technical failures here at our palatial studios, so you don't have access to the actual sound clips. But you have decided in your thespian actor self that you will simply perform the monologues as you would have heard them had you watched them.
Correct. I have heard these jokes, and now I will give them to you. And then again, some of these jokes will be handwritten by the Ted Smith himself.
Okay. All right. All right. Are we doing this now?
Yes.
Okay, let's do it.
An upcoming TV show starring the Muppets has been scrapped. Honestly, all kidding aside, the Muppets decided to just waka, waka, walk away from the deal.
Fallon.
David Spade.
Damn it. That's right. I keep forgetting that he has a late night show.
Oh, he had to keep it a little cleaner last night because he had on the Cash Me Outside chick, and she's only like 16 or 17.
Oh, I'm sure they reminded him in particular of that 137 times.
Yeah, well, he was in her
video. This is your producer. Seriously, dude. Remember, she's underage.
Well, he was in her video, Gucci Flip Flops.
Oh, of course. I knew that.
Oh, Gucci. Yeah, I remember.
Remember, Gucci. Miles told me about that.
Sure. Gucci flip-flops. Okay, let's do another. Here we go.
All right. In Texas, there's some sort of monkey or chimpanzee running around the Santa Fe area of Texas. Sightings have said it looks big and strong and even tried to grab a cat. Even though no government official has seen it, the police have issued an official statement calling the whole story bananas.
Ted.
That's a Ted joke.
A Ted joke. You got it.
Is it Santa Fe, Texas or Santa Fe, New Mexico?
Santa Fe, Texas.
You know what? When I wrote that one, I said, Miles is going to say, do you mean New Mexico?
Well, no, I've never heard of Santa Fe, Texas before. Okay, fair enough.
That's where the crazy chimpanzees are in Texas.
All right, okay, here we go. All right, let's do it all again.
All right. In an effort to improve its reputation, Spirit Airlines yesterday unveiled new seats that will be available to customers in November. And I think, honestly, these new seats will help because the new seats are on United Airlines.
Kimmel.
Seth Meyers.
Damn it!
Seth Meyers again. Okay, all right.
Well, the first one is Spade.
Oh, I see.
All right.
You ready?
Give it to me. Hey, this is big. Apple unveiled its new iPhone today, and everyone is excited because this version has three cameras on the back. Apple says it takes such clear selfies that you'll find chins you didn't even know you had.
Fallon.
Not only that, they've also introduced a new Frogger game for their Apple Arcade service because nothing says cutting edge like the hottest game from 1981. And you're correct. Those are both from Jimmy Fallon.
All right.
All right.
All right, let's go. Ready?
Did you hear about this? President Trump has talked about a new proposed ban on nicotine vaping products. But don't worry, Kyle. No ban on energy drinks. That's more of a meme joke. You'd have to look at a lot of memes to get the Monster Energy joke there.
Kimmel.
That's a Ted Smith original.
Damn!
Ted Smith original.
And that was from Mike Hawk. I hope he heard my Kyle energy drink joke. Attaboy.
Okay.
Proud of that. You thought that was Kimmel, huh?
I really did. Okay. I think Kimmel sucks. No, I'm kidding.
I don't know why you say that.
I watch him every day.
Little music. Kanye West just purchased a $14 million ranch in Wyoming to raise horses and cattle. Yeah, horses and cattle. So Kanye now will have to scoop it a poopy.
Fallon.
That is Jimmy Fallon.
No laughs?
Oh, sorry.
He was stunned by the comedy.
It was such a deep joke. It takes so long to get that the crowd had the delayed reaction.
Mm-hmm. All right, one more, Miles. Business Insider has released 20 degrees with the highest unemployment rate. And number five is mass media with a median income of $40,000. That one just hurts that I wrote it myself.
Very good. Okay.
Oh, now on to a lighter note. I highly recommend you watch the Dennis Rodman 30 for 30. That's a joke. It ends very sad.
Is it good? Is it worth watching?
It's Dennis Rodman who, at his best, is a flaming dumpster fire rolling down the street.
I know.
Toward a landfill. Also on fire.
I guess.
Because of the nuclear waste that leaked in after the tidal wave. That is Dennis Rodman.
I should know better. I just hope at some point people have a relationship with their children. And just at the end, when it's like, it's, you know what it is? It's worse, too, I think, when people voice stuff. So you see him get inducted in the Hall of Fame, and I was saying this earlier, and he's crying, you know? And he's like, you know, Mom, we didn't have a great relationship. I've been a bad son. Yeah, and then he's like, he could barely get through it, and he's talking to his kids, like, I've been a horrible father, this and that. But then it just cuts to the wife, and she's like, yeah, well, that was 10 years ago, and nothing's changed.
Yeah, but that's his mom's son.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, you understand too, like, how he got to the place where he got. Sure. I will say the North Korea stuff, even though he was a drunken idiot the last time he went, like, the way they look back on that, you're like, maybe that wasn't that bad of a thing.
Isn't that kind of our personal joke on North Korea, right? They're playing us right now, so we're kind of like, hey, send Dennis Rodman again. He pooped in your hallway.
I think the one weird just comment that I've heard Dennis Rodman make since this came out, I don't know if this is part of the 30 for 30 or not, but he's talking about either. Back in the day, buying a house in the Hamptons or buying a house on Martha's Vineyard. One of those two locations.
Either way, he'd be welcome with open arms.
I would think that's got to be the Hamptons.
So he bought waterfront property somewhere, and he spent about $800,000 for this house.
Okay.
And he sold it at the time because he figured, why in the hell am I going to go and hang out at this place anymore? Because he got traded or whatever the deal was. It just wasn't going to be a summertime home anymore.
All right.
Wasn't his party-type place. Didn't have his vibe. That house just sold for $14 million. He paid like $600,000, $700,000 for that home. He's like, there's no way that I could ever afford to be anywhere close to where I lived before. If I just would have held on to that piece of property, I wouldn't have to do a thing.
It's the Hamptons, dummy. Like, look, sit on it. It's the Hamptons.
He was playing for Detroit at this time or whatever it was. Like, it was early on in his career.
But that's the other thing you kind of forget about him. Like, the dude has titles. Yes. What did the Bad Boys win? Two in a row?
I believe two.
And then he goes to Chicago. And I want to say he's on that team that wins three, like with Jordan's first full season back. They win three titles.
Dude has five titles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Remember, kids, you don't have to be smart or make good decisions, but play.
And Rodman, truth be told on this guy, when he came into the game, he defensively shut opponents down.
Absolutely.
When he played basketball,
Nobody
was a better rebounder. No one could block you out better. It wasn't the greatest offensive power
in
the world.
No one has more sex toys in their locker.
Yeah, every time he'd try for a three, it seemed like he made it because he never had any offense. But when he did, he'd just make one bucket, and then, you know, he'd have 12 rebounds and three blocks in a game.
It's also crazy, too, when they talk about him leaving San Antonio to come to Chicago. Is like, Phil Jackson basically says to Jordan, like, do you think we could do this? And like, Scottie Pippen's like, I hate that dude. I don't want him on the team. Pippen finally says, all right, let's bring him on the team because they needed to be tougher, right? And then basically you find out that Rodman is so, they said basically almost like idolized Jordan. So Jordan and Phil Jackson are basically the only two people in the league that could kind of control him. And just like when he would get thrown out of a game, like Jordan just pulled him aside and be like, you can't do that here.
Right.
Like, that's not, you know what I mean? It's kind of like the Pats nowadays. Like they'll bring in some wild cards. But like
who?
Jeez. But you got to play within their system.
Period.
Yeah. Yeah.
And man, I'll say this. For a big guy, Rodman ran the court. He ran up and down. If it was a break, man, you'd always see Rodman. I mean, he was always
he had a best-selling book and this and that. I mean, that's part of the thing, too. Like, he's never going to be Michael Jordan when it comes to athletics. But, you know, for those 3 years, he's on those teams.
Sure.
He's arguably more popular than Jordan is.
Sure.
you know, you forget about the bookstore signing and the wedding dress and this and that. I mean, the guy was crazy. He was everywhere.
No, not only that, for a couple of years there, man, the second leading scorer on the Bulls was Steve Kerr. Forget that, too. I mean, even more points than Pippen on average per game.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Let's see. J-Lo is in the news. She's in the news for two reasons. Number one, she has a movie coming out. All right. Called Hustlers, where I want to say she plays an exotic dancer.
Okay.
Because I heard another interview with her where she was talking about she called Cardi B to learn how to work a pole and pole dance.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. Yeah. And who's her husband? What's the phrase?
Can't be too much of a stretch for her, you know?
J-Lo's husband.
Alex Rodriguez.
Alan Rodriguez. Remember a few months ago he was commenting that she had to work out for the movie, but she was practicing on the stripper pole, and he's like, I just watch her do that.
Yeah.
Like, I have the TV on, she's on the side working the stripper pole. He's like, life is great.
She doesn't need to learn how to dance. She's obviously pretty good at that.
You think this would be
an easier transition than for most people.
But that's what she said in this quote. She was like, I've danced for years, but she's like, pole dancing is a completely different beast.
Right.
And then she said she called Cardi.
That's
Cardi
just a natural.
And Cardi was like, it took me a couple years, but like, I'm a pro at it now.
Why don't they have that on Dancing with the Stars?
They should.
I mean, honestly, right?
I went out with a girl that was into pole dancing, like, as an exercise.
Yeah.
But she had one in the house. I mean, same thing.
Did she have to talc that pole up?
Like, oh, yeah, it was anchored in.
Yeah, but talc it up, like with some powder or something like that to spin?
I don't remember that part.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you know the pole actually spins.
Oh, it does.
I did not know that.
I was thinking like a fireman's pole.
No. The pole, I'm pretty sure the pole actually spins. Because I don't think they're always just holding on to
gotcha.
That. Okay. Yeah.
Did not know that.
Yeah, I know too much.
I've learned more about pole dancing right now than I've ever known. Thank you, Ted.
Yeah, well, there's some amazing pole dancers out there. I mean, I've been to clubs before. I'm just like, I'm just more impressed with the athleticism.
What did you think when you went over to this person's house and saw that they had a stripper pole in their home?
Hell yeah!
I was happy to see it.
Yeah, that's what I would think.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Saw some dancing, woke up the next day, had a beer, it was fall, watched some football.
Dude, you're living. I mean, that's like the textbook of what every guy would like. Yeah, watch chick pole dance, had sex, drink a beer, watch football. Yeah, what else can you do?
I don't think I said had sex.
I'm throwing that in there because now it's my fantasy.
HGTV, they paid $3.5 million to buy the Brady House. And basically, they're going to renovate it so it looks exactly the same as the set from the shows. And for HGTV, this has been a monster ratings thing. They
really?
Got, yeah, a very Brady it attracted 3.36 million viewers.
Pretty good for HGTV.
That's the biggest audience they've had. A very Brady renovation. Very Brady. It was the biggest audience they've had in 2 years. Even more than the series finale of Fixer Upper.
Whoa.
Hey, that's
I remember that.
Very Brady Fixer Upper would have done better.
I would, you know, I'd make fun of people that watch all the Fixer Upper shows. Because I'm like, how many people actually do that to their house? But with that said, I constantly watch barbecue shows, and I don't own a smoker. Said,
do you watch sports?
Right, exactly.
I mean, like, hey, man, I know what you mean, but it's like, right. I also watch football, and I have a better chance of messing up my house than I do of playing on that field. So
I got stuck on somebody, like, renovating cars the other night. I'm like, this is great. I'm not even a car guy.
Yeah.
But I guess that's the point of a show. Like, here's something you wouldn't normally be interested in. We can make you interested.
I am.
People don't like science. I think we've proven that nationwide. But you put on Mythbusters, everyone will watch it.
Yeah, and you're right.
It's just science, but it's just science that applies to something you've probably heard of.
Yeah, and Mythbusters. Yeah.
Do it. Do it, Shannon Sharp.
Mythbusters is great. Love that, though.
On E.
Shannon Sharp thought it was Mistbusters.
Mistbusters.
Yeah, Mythbusters.
When it's all
he
over.
He thought it was a woman whose name is Miss Busters. Mythbusters.
Basically, HGTV, by the way, they're keeping the house for future specials and stuff.
Of
I don't
course.
See how they can't.
They
right?
bought it like, under a bunch of Hollywood guys. So it was like two or three people who were really interested in buying that house.
Lance Bass wanted to buy the house.
They came into last
Miley.
Minute and just screwed everybody.
I thought Miley. So how did that work? Didn't Lance Bass was going to bid on the house and made that news?
He
and
made
then
a
Miley
deal with
him. Undercut him, I thought. Like, she's going to buy the house, and then somehow HGTV.
I thought it was Miley
house.
And Lance were going to move in together.
Or buy it together.
Right, buy it together.
That's a reality show.
Lance and Miley. Lance! Where are my Paul Malls?
I'm doing rap again.
Are they here for an intervention or a party?
By the way, as much ratings as the renovation got, This won't shock you. NFL won the week.
Hey, you don't say.
Yeah.
Actually, with that crappy Packer game?
We didn't know, Miles.
Yeah, you're exactly right. First game of the year, 22 million people tuned in to see
it. And I just want to say this about that game. They would say, hey, man, these are two great defenses. No, there's one great defense in Chicago. Both offenses suck.
Yeah.
They're like, look, Chicago's defense is legit. But obviously the Packers are still falling apart a little bit because it's still Aaron Rodgers. He should have had at least 17. Sorry.
But the Cubs put up more points than that.
I think about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's also weird to me, like Chicago, like they're just one of those teams where they've had different coaches and different quarterback, but it's always like the quarterback is the problem then.
Yeah, but they're the other Vikings. That division has two teams. The Vikings are better. They show a lot of promise. Showing promise means you're not reaching your potential. Just remember that when you say it out loud. Like yeah. Stop showing promise. Own up to it. Right? That's just saying.
Shout out to
Ted. Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. There you go. TV time with Ted. Mike's got your headlines coming up here in just a few minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Memphis police officer charged with reckless driving, public intoxication, and DUI after driving his car into a liquor store. Meanwhile, a North Carolina woman ties her husband up and cuts his penis off, and the word on the street is he is sore. Florida man crashes over 20 cars, saying Donald Trump owes him $1 trillion cash. Drunk at Disney World superfan banned for life after a cop she tried to smash. And two men threaten McDonald's employees with guns because of cold hamburgers. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. We go to California, where a woman managed to get herself banned from all Disney parks for life.
Well, gosh.
Police were called to the park after the woman was seen slapping the taxi driver that dropped her off at the park. When confronted, the woman was noted as slurring her words. Then, while she was being arrested, she refused to cooperate until she got a cigarette.
That's all it takes for Disney.
Was this Disney World or Disneyland?
Disneyland
World.
Down in California.
Oh, but now she's banned from all Disney properties.
That adds up.
And when they say she's a super fan, they say, like, if you go to any of her social media sites, it's nothing but Disney stuff. It's all she collects.
You think she's about to go crazy now and do the
pictures
whole
pictures in her house Disney. Of all the things she's collected throughout the years. It's basically just a tribute to Disney.
So she's been crazy for a while.
There's a little bit more. She kicked one of the arresting officers as she was being placed into the squad car, so that probably had a little bit more to do with it as well. Mm-hmm. But, pre-funking before Disney is probably not the best idea.
How old?
That's a good question, Ted.
Probably about 50.
Judging by Yeah, she was a little bit on the
old
side.
The only place you can really be a drunken idiot in Disney is Epcot.
Yeah.
You still, you can get kicked out of there, too.
Get it together.
Yeah.
The mouse is watching. In other news, we go to Memphis, where a police officer has been arrested for DUI. He was found after having crashed his car, driving over a concrete barrier, and slamming into the column of a building.
That'll give it away.
While being assessed by officers, he said that he had been driving from Florida and had blurred his vision, even went as far as to hold his eyes open with his fingers during the test. What makes this even more ironic, the building that he ran into was a local liquor store.
Ah, makes sense. The magnetic pole.
I need some more.
That's right. My driving's getting bad. I need to...
That's crazy, holding open your eyelids.
Right.
Fine.
Follow your finger.
No, you're if you're a cop, how long do you let that go before you just admit you're drunk?
Right.
Probably a little longer because he was a cop, maybe hoping that he would turn it around.
Or it's just funny.
About to say, do you just enjoy this moment that this guy's just dumb enough to just sit there with his eyes propped open?
Yeah, I guess I would.
I mean, you're tackling naked people all day. You're going to take a little bit of joy in this guy who's trying so hard, but yet failing so hard as well.
The weird thing is I tackle people, naked people all day, not even a cop.
I tackle people naked.
Yeah, Ted put a different spin on it.
It's all about where the comma lies. We go to Illinois.
Look, they're not going to cross that line of scrimmage if I'm back there playing middle linebacker naked.
That is a guaranteed fact. Ooh, another 2-yard run.
Man, they kneel down.
We go to Illinois, where a man has a warrant out for his arrest for violating his probation. The mugshot that was posted is making headlines because it bears an uncanny similarity to Walter White from Breaking Bad. And what's better, he was on probation for possession of, you guessed it, methamphetamine.
So when they say Walter White, what they're really saying is Bryan Cranston.
Yeah, pretty much. If you haven't seen this mugshot, it is identical.
Really?
I can look it up for you guys here in just a second, but I
can you?
Was it blue meth?
It does not say whether it was blue meth, and it also doesn't say what the terms of his probation was that he failed. But yeah, they're still on the lookout for this guy. Here he is. Come take a look at this guy, Ted. This guy looks exactly like Walter White.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
The beard's a little bit longer, but yeah, he's got the bald head, the glasses in it all. Man.
I think they arrested Bryan Cranston.
They probably did. We go to lovely North Carolina where a woman was arrested for brutalizing her husband. The woman is accused of tying up her husband, grabbing a knife, and cutting off exactly what you think. Police were able to recover the removed piece and put it on ice before taking it to the hospital, along with her husband, whose condition is currently unknown.
I found his man piece.
She was arrested for felony kidnapping and malicious castration.
Is there...
That's a real law?
I guess, yeah. It's the first time I've heard
of it. Well, you don't want friendly castration. That's just a misdemeanor.
Wow.
Wow,
yeah,
man.
Malicious.
They don't
malicious.
Say what led up to this?
They didn't. In the story that I read, no, they didn't. So I wonder if she didn't lure him into the bed, strap him down, was like, all right, finally.
I think he was asleep.
I think it was an argument about waffles or pancakes.
I say wobble, you say pancake, cutting off your penis. What
kind of women have you dated, Ted?
Real specific. Real specific about the breakfast food.
Ones that are into syrup.
Oh, heaven. Speaking of which, it's time for another food fight. Two men in Florida have been taken to jail for pulling a gun on a McDonald's employee. As the story goes, the two men rolled through the drive-thru early in the morning, but when they were given their food, which included 5 hamburgers, they didn't like how cold the burgers had gotten. Telling the police, quote, I don't play about my food, one of the two men pulled out a pistol and demanded that their entire order be remade.
See, again, if I'm a cop, like, that's the answer you gave me? You dumb mother.
You're also ordering burgers at 5 a.m.
Right.
Yeah, what do you expect?
What are your expectations?
Exactly. They got one person, well, 2 people in there.
I don't play about my food. Well, it's cool. Tell your cellmate that.
Right. Go ahead, put it in the microwave. Stupid. Police were called and they were arrested.
And keeping it real goes wrong.
We go to the rage factory known as the internet. The world of Twitter blew up after the soccer fans in Turkey noticed a young boy smoking a cigarette at the game that was being aired. We actually talked about this yesterday. The picture was shared all over the place of a young man that looks like the main character from Children of the Corn. He was enjoying the nice thing smoking away
Children
on the cigarette.
The
have you seen him?
He doesn't look like Malachi.
That's not the
like
main
Malachi.
Guy, the dark-haired guy.
Oh,
I feel you.
Oh, yeah, he was actually 36. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Big Dummy. The head chef is back with Ted's Meat and Potatoes, Noah Sherlock, and we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It's all true, but in the meantime, we be all up out this biatch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.